And then if they had those kind of miracles done in them, those people would have stood up and noticed. You know, all those homosexuals in Sodom and Gomorrah, if they had seen the miracles, they would have been like, whoa, you mean we shouldn't be doing this? Oh, absolutely not. They would have repented. Doesn't mean that God owed them the chance of repentance, because all men are sinners. And the eternal life granted by God, you know, it is not something he gives out to everybody. And if he wants to judge people as they are, then judge them he can. And does. It's not a matter for man to stand in judgment of, honestly. But these cities of Judea or of Galilee, they had seen these mighty works. The dead raised, the blind healed, and so many did not believe. Saying rather, you know, oh, it's devilishness. It's something that, you know, he does these things by the power of the devil. Why did they do that? Because he did not dance to their tune. That's why. It's a simple reason why. Because he went to another tune. I'll tell you what. Someone with my gifts could go far in the church world of today if I would merely dance to their tune. But I got a bit of a tin ear when it comes to the wicked doctrines of the mainline churches of America and I suppose the world. I've got a tin ear and I've got two left feet. But one could go far. One could go very far if one would merely bow down before the altar of evil. Bow down before the wickedness of the men who forced their way and forced themselves into the place of saying, this is the kingdom. Because all men look to them as the keepers of the kingdom. But they are imposters, apostles of darkness, workers of iniquity, ministers of unrighteousness and iniquity, who, as blind men, lead others who are blind, and all fall. Verse 23, thou Capernaum that are exalted to heaven shall be brought down to hell. The word hell is Hades here. Not Gehenna like in the other places, but Hades. It refers to exalted into heaven as a picture of going to eternal life. You think that you shall ascend to heaven. You think that you are a great and holy place, a city of the Jews, blessed of God, knowing the Torah, keeping the law. But I tell you, you go down to the grave, for you have not received he whom the Father hath sent. Verse 25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. He thanked the Lord of heaven, his Father. Because why? Because he has hidden things from the wise and the prudent. The wise and the prudent are the ones who would force their way in. The meek and lowly, they have no force wherewith to push their way through. Can only come if bidden, because that is their station in life. A poor man doesn't walk into a rich man's feast and seat him at the head table. Only a rich man would have such gall. Another rich man. You know, only a man who felt it was his due to sit at the head, to take his place. The meek are not so presumptuous. They do not heap to themselves ordinations and doctorates and divinity degrees and things which heap on themselves honors they are not worthy to bear, and give to themselves respect they have not earned. Well, they've earned, they went to school. They are not qualified. God hides certain amounts of certain things of wisdom from the wise and the prudent. He hides certain things of the truth from those whom he does not wish to enter in, though they try to force their way. Though they would push their way into that which is pushing against them. The kingdom of God is forcing your attention on it, and therefore we ought to receive it. But what do men do? Men don't want to receive it as it comes to them, but rather they want to alter it and to make it dance to their tune. They want to make it be theirs. My kingdom. God hides things from those who would be natural receivers of it, and gives it to those who would naturally not partake of it. He takes away the kingdom from those who are kings in the earth. And I mean the kings of religion. I mean the people on TV. I mean the people with those big churches. I mean those folks. He takes it from them, and they receive it not. And he gives it to the small, and to the lowly, and to the nothings. Just see the end. What happened? God hides things from the wise and prudent. Gives them unto babies. That's a bit of a obviously figure of speech. And to those who are not considered wise and prudent. Doesn't mean that there's no wisdom in Christ, or that there are no wise men called. Just to be wise in Christ, you have to give up the former wisdom. And that is just like riches. Those who possess much riches of wisdom in this earth, and then the ways of this earth, have a difficulty receiving the wisdom of God because it is contrary to the wisdom they have already learned. You know, there's already been old wine in their wineskins, and their wineskins are kind of hard, and you can't put new wine in there because it's going to burst. And you waste the new wine, and you ruin the wineskin. Verse 27, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. You can't know the Son except the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. You cannot force your way into this grouping. You cannot get to the Father. You cannot get to the Son. You cannot know the Father. You cannot know the Son. You can only know the Father if the Son will reveal him to you. That's it. You know, people think, I'll get to know God. I'll study the Bible. I'll go to university. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do all the works necessary because I'm going to be forceful. And I'm going to push my way into the kingdom because I want the kingdom. I'm going to lay hold on the kingdom. And God says, oh, I hide it from you, and you will not enter in. You can't know me. Not by force. Yeah, I'm dangling it out in front of you, and you try to enter in forcefully, and you find you can't make it in. It's only to those whom it is given. By the grace of God, that is how the kingdom comes. It is by his grace and by his giving, not by us taking. Yeah, take hold of the kingdom, but it's got to be given first. Just because it's out there doesn't mean it's for you. There's a forcefulness which is acceptable before God. A zeal, a diligence, right? Be diligent to do the things. Be diligent to seek him, absolutely. But this force is a different kind of force I'm talking about here. I'm talking about those who force themselves in, who don't belong. The birds of the air that lodge in the branches, and that drop their little turds all over the tree that is the tree of faith and of the kingdom of God.